Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. Am I speaking with Lolly Edmund?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Basically, I'm just reaching out to you because I was notified by HR that the caregiver Sylvester has been active for some time, but we haven't received like any kind of, you know, like a start date for him to work with the patient.
Okay, we can, because I'm glad you called, because I was going to call you today about that. We can have his start date start next week, next, whenever the next pay cycle, so Sunday or Monday, whenever.
Okay, well, the current week is already ongoing, as you say, so it should be next Monday, January 5th.
Okay, so yeah, so we'll flip flop back and forth, based on phones. That'll give us both, you know, a chance to, you know, work with my dad or whatever, and it's not all on me. So I will tell Sylvester January 5. So what he has to do is he'll get a new telephone number. I mean, you know, the telephone, you know, for my dad.
Oh no! I
you
mean,
know the clock
in. Do you currently clock in by phone call with the landline?
Say that one more time, sir.
If you are currently clocking with the phone call, or with the app, the clocking that you
the
do
app,
every day.
The app.
Oh, okay.
The app. Yeah. So I will have him, or I will text you the number, you know, for the app. And he could start next week.
Yeah, absolutely. We will send him the clocking instructions and everything, so we can set it up to start next week. Now, I want to know, I mean, will he cover your schedule, or maybe you will split the hours with him, or no?
No. It would be clear. If he does it, he'll do it a week, and then maybe I'll do it a week, or vice versa. We don't need to split the hours right now.
Okay, so basically he will be covering all the hours by after January 5, right?
No, we're going to, he and I are both going to do it. It's just, it won't be 100% me every week. So, like, if he starts the week, that'll be the week he do it.
Oh, I see. So it will be like this. You do 1 week, he does the next week, and then you go again.
It's just options. Just so you know, one of us will always do it. We don't need to split the hours.
Oh, yes, I see. Okay, so in that case, we just need either him or you to notify us, you know, like when you are going to switch, so we can update the schedule. Okay? I mean,
yeah.
We will update the schedule for January the 5th, for him to be the caregiver, but when you are going back, just let us know, okay?
Yes, that's how we would do it.
Absolutely.
Well, okay.
I will notify human resources about it so they can be aware of that, and we will send the clocking instructions and everything for him to start on the 5th, okay?
Yes, send that to him, and that's how we'll do it. You have a good holiday.
Thank you for that. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.